Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up, turn up.
We do
boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new. Brand new.
Music first.
Oh, yeah. www.k100radio.com. What's happening in? What up, y'all? I'm your host, Blizz, and welcome everybody to another Direct Line interview on K100 Radio, man. Hit us up. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. Again, you can listen live at www.k100radio.com. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. If you listen to this after the fact on our SoundCloud, we appreciate you. Round of applause. Let's go ahead and get this thing set off. Representing Tulsa, the Midwest in this bitch. Let's get it, man. We got the homie Big Z on the line today for our Direct Line interview. Big Z, what up, homie? Welcome to the broadcast.
What's good, homie? What's good?
Man, we chilling, man. What's going on with you? Let me turn my background music down a little bit. There we go. Yeah, let's bump that down some right there. That's good. All right, man, what's going on, man? Welcome to K100 Radio, man. What's popping with you?
Man, ain't nothing popping. You know me out here just counting. That's it.
I feel you,
what's
man.
What's good out there?
Man, we chilling, man. We over here, you know, down here in the A, man. We finna bring the Midwest to the airways right now. We're going to put them up on game and let them know who El Chapo is. El Chapo.
Right.
El Chapo. Go yeah, ahead and formally introduce yourself to our listening audience. The floor is yours. Go ahead, homie.
Yo, I'm Big Z, coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, a.k.a. Thugtown. We get it in out here, man. Check out this new track I got. It's called El Chapo. Shout out to my uncle, El Chapo. What's good? They can't stop us.
All right, that's what's up. Ah, so you know, when I first started doing music, I wasn't really well traveled. I when I first got into the industry, I had went overseas and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I hadn't really been all around the U.S. like that. And as I started, you know, grinding and working and you know doing other things and start meeting people, I started realizing there's a lot of parts of the country that's pretty fucking gangster. Not just my own hood, not just big cities, and at the beginning, I used to think my idea of the Midwest, somebody says Oklahoma or Tulsa or something like that, or, you know, Milwaukee or something. You know, back in the day, I used to always have this vision of, like, cows and white folks and, like, no black people at all. And once I started traveling the country, all that shit came to a quick halt.
Tulsa was really, like, one of the first. Like, a lot of people don't know their history, though. Like, Tulsa was really one of the first places where black people was really had it popping, and they was getting money back in the day, the whole Black Wall Street thing, man. And then when they had that race riot, all the rich people moved to Atlanta. That's why Atlanta became what it is. A lot of people don't know that, though. You got to check your history,
and that is all factual facts. And I'm impressed the fact that he knows that. Ah. Yes. So, BZ, let's go ahead and jump into all the shenanigans we're going to get into today. Because we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Because there's a lot of shit going on in hip-hop and everything, but we're going to also cover everything about you and your grind. How long you been at it? Let's go ahead and jump into that. How long you been at it? You know, your grind and everything. I see you got a couple of videos up. We're going to play that freestyle you did over there, Who Shot Your Beat, too. I'm going to drop that, too. I'm going to let them hear you spit the bars over that, too. I got that loaded up on deck. But how long you been at it, man? How long you been at it?
Man, I've been at this a good, solid 15 years, man. I'll go ahead and say 12. I'll give you 12 because I was playing college football and I got kicked out. I caught a dope case on some bullshit, but so you know, I was always rap though. You know what I'm saying? We always did that as young. Ever since I was probably like 10th grade, 11th grade, always spitting. I was the kid sitting on the, you know what I'm saying? We have right. Sitting around your homies and they be like, "Yo, Z, kick a freestyle," and then I just start I'll kick something off, and then you know it just happened. You know what I'm saying? I just never stopped, and then you know how it go. Got kicked out of college, caught a dope case or whatever, and then you already know. The only thing left, what Biggie say, either shooting, you got a wicked jump shot or you're selling crack, you know what I'm saying? It was one of them.
We got a lot in common, I'll just say that much. Where were you playing ball at? Where were you playing ball at?
I was playing football for University of Tulsa, TU.
Wow. That's and so, you know, sometimes shit happens, man. Cats be out here on the ground. I had one of my cousins, you know what I'm saying? He did the exact same thing happened to him. You know what I'm saying? He was playing ball up there in the Midwest in Ohio. He was a basketball player. Same thing happened to him, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of funny that you bring it up because a lot of people don't understand, man. I know, obviously, you probably still follow sports and football, right? Obviously, of course, you know what I'm saying? It's still popular.
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people don't understand how hard it is, you know, for the college students and everything that's up there, man. You know, how hard it is to live that life, you know what I'm saying, to be an athlete and all that. But then, you know, you're trying to live off the little scraps they give you for a scholarship or something, and it ain't enough. And a lot of cats, if you came from the streets, people don't understand that, man. You know, you're still trying to get it. You know, it's kind of hard.
I was on a full scholarship, and I was poor still. But, I mean, you know, I grew up poor, so, I mean, it really wasn't, you know, and that was the whole thing. You get kicked out. You know what I'm saying? You lose your scholarship. I ain't got money to go to another college. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got money to pay for nothing. Like, you know, and that's what it was. But a lot of kids, that's what happened to a lot of kids, though. And when you're in college, them student athletes, man, that's wrong, man. It's damn near like slavery, bro.
I know, man. I'm a real big proponent of some kind of way compensating, especially these big schools, these Division I schools, and you know that's making billions of dollars off these bowl games. You know what I'm saying? And these kids is around. You can't even give them no money. You can't even buy them a hamburger. That's against the rules. You know what I'm saying? It's like not only can you not pay them, but then you won't let nobody else give them no money. It's like completely asinine to me, the whole situation. But we're gonna jump back into the hip hop shit. So you know you transition from the field and you get into hip hop. And what's the first thing, like? People know you as an athlete, but now you're trying to be an artist. How was that transition? Was a lot of people like, man, what the fuck are you doing? Or did you get a lot of support at first? How was that when you first started, I'm going to be a rapper after you stopped doing football?
Well, I mean, you know, everybody always like knew I could do that, though, because I was, like I said, I was that kid that was always rhyming anyway. So, like, you know, when I make a move, everybody, most of my people, for the most part, jump behind it. I mean, my grandma, she was pissed. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my grandma, because I was raised with my grandparents, you know what I'm saying? I had no mom and dad. So, you know, my grandma, she was pissed about it, but shit, you know, it is what it is. I mean, but she couldn't, I mean, it ain't like she had money to make a difference about it. So, you know, I had to do what I had to do.
But hip-hop takes an enormous amount of money to work, too. Hip-hop probably more than college. I mean, the average college tuition is, I don't know, maybe... I went to school, but I didn't pay for it. I got student loans. I didn't pay for it out of cash. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying if you get a $50,000 degree or something like that, I mean, it takes about really more than that, maybe $100,000 that you have to actually put into a campaign as an artist. A lot of times, in order for it to actually work to get the point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you're a student athlete, you ain't got no time to make money.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't playing football no more. You got plenty of time to go make some money. You know what I'm saying? You can go get it on your own. You know what I'm saying? When you're a student athlete, that's another thing that's fucked up about it. Now, you ain't got time. You got to be a study hall. You got to do this. You got practice. We lift the weights. You got to do all that shit. You ain't got time for a job. You ain't got time to go get money. You ain't got time for none of that.
Right. So let me go ahead and switch gears real quick. The Midwest, how do you feel about the Midwest's impact on hip-hop? I think here's my thing. Of course, we have now where the South, quote-unquote, has been, you know, the prevalent region where artists are coming out of a lot of. Now, it's kind of changing now. But for a while, the South had their reign. New York had their reign. California had their reign. The Midwest has always had Chi-Town artists, a couple of artists from Chicago here and there. One or two, you have, you know, Nelly that pops up off St. Louis and everything. But for the most part, there's never been an era where the Midwest pretty much had the hip-hop scene on lock on a major scale. Of course, we all know. It's always been Midwest artists coming out representing. But how do you feel about the Midwest region, somewhere like Tulsa and places like that, the stamp that they've left on hip-hop right now? You feel like it hasn't gotten its just due? Because pretty much everybody I know from that area says no.
Hell no, I ain't got its just due. Let me tell you why, though.
Go ahead.
See, the problem is... nobody really looking in the Midwest, man. Nobody's really looking for any artists like that. That's why, and the only way the Midwest is really going to get on is, you know, we got to come out and be ourselves and just be Midwest. We can't come out and try to do what East Coast do. We can't come out and try to do what the West Coast do. We can't come out and try to do what the South do. We got to show them how Midwest is because we unique. We our own people. It's our own, like, everywhere I go. I be on the East Coast. I be down south in Atlanta. I be out in Cali. And they know we different. You know what I'm saying? We ain't the same. We different. You know what I mean? We got to be ourselves. So we have our own lane. So then that way we won't get grouped into the East Coast or the West Coast or the South. And they say, oh, well, you know, why should we sign them? Why should we mess with them? And, you know, it's just like this. But it's just like this dude over here in Atlanta. We got to have our own lane, man.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Yeah, no. I totally agree with you. Here's I'm going to tell you something, man. And this is coming from somebody who does this internet radio thing. And with internet radio, bro, we get music submitted to us from everywhere. You feel me? You know, I'm talking about every region. There is no region that doesn't send music into K100 radio, even overseas. And so before this, you know, I already had my own summations about the Midwest and the music that comes out of there. I had my own opinions. But now I can actually speak with a real factual knowledge because of the position that I'm in now. And I'm actually receiving music instead of just, you know, being a creator and just kind of going online. I'm actually a vessel. So now I can honestly say that when I get a lot of music from the Midwest, I promise you, bro, what you're saying is true because tell the difference unless I actually read the email and read where they're from. That they're not from the South. You feel me? A lot of the music that I get from the Midwest are artists who are rapping over quote unquote Southern trap beats or whatever. You know what I'm saying? With, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, if you're from St. Louis or the Midwest or Oklahoma or something like that, a lot of that region, even Ohio and stuff, a lot of it sounds like the west side of Atlanta, the music that they were making, you know, the music that brought them to prominence. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like you're absolutely right with the identity that we have. It's hard to identify a Midwest quote-unquote sound. You have your own vernacular. You guys have your own slang like every region does. But it's really hard to decipher Midwest artists from Southern artists. You know what I'm saying? It's like literally... trust me, if you were me, you would understand exactly what I'm saying. Like, I get so much music, and it's like they're from Oklahoma or Milwaukee, and it sounds like they're from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I ain't gotta be with you. I'm here in the street. I know what it sounds like.
Right.
That's how it is. They either half of them sound like they're from Cali, the other half sound like they're from Texas, they're from down south, Atlanta, Texas, or something.
So how do you? Okay, let me ask you this. Does the Midwest have its own sound? Is there a sound of the Midwest that's totally identifiable? Like, you know, when you hear an East Coast New York rapper, you can just hear it in the production, the beat, even though now a lot of them are trying to rap on Southern beats to try to stay relevant, which is crazy to me. It's kind of counterproductive to the point. But you know what I'm saying? When you hear, you know what I'm saying, that boom, 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 that West Coast, you know, that kind of make you want to crip walk beat come on, and then they got that yang. It's like, you know,
That's the most really right there. The whole West Coast, what you talk about, that's more or less our sound, really, though. But we have different slang. We got a lot. Don't make no mistake. Oklahoma City and Tulsa, we got a ton of dope rappers that can go. I'm talking they can go. You know what I'm saying? And it's a shame, too, because we got one of the dopest producers out here, Chris Cutter. He's probably, look him up. Chris Cutter's probably, he's the Dr. Dre of here. And then Bullet Hole O, he's the one who made that El Chapo beat. We got some of the dopest producers here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. We got the artists we have, the people that be rapping, we got some dope lyricists. I be sitting here all day naming out all these lyricists we got out here.
Right. So
they don't confer.
I don't know. And I try my best to keep everything balanced over here, you know, at K1's Radio. So we play people from everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when it comes down to, you know, stuff like interviews or whatever, we don't decipher that. You know, it's just like whoever wants to rock with us, you know, and they rock with us. But it's really, really, it's really just kind of weird, you know what I'm saying, to kind of meet a lot of people, especially. And I travel to the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? And I got DJs on the broadcast from the Midwest, and we've had conversations about it. And it's really a difficult thing to just say, okay, as soon as it comes on, you know he's from Tulsa. Or as soon as it comes on, you know, like if somebody from Texas comes on, you know they're from Texas because they're going to say certain things. That, you know what I'm saying? It's like you kind of know they're from Texas, and it's really difficult for me to just say, yeah, he's from Tulsa, or yeah, he's from Milwaukee. Now, I don't know about when you said no one's pushing the music. I don't know about demographically, is it a numbers game? I mean, there's lots of people in the Midwest. You know, Milwaukee and places like Tulsa are huge cities. They're big cities in the middle of a lot of cornfields and stuff, but there's still a lot of people there. You know what I'm saying? I think the problem is maybe it's partially populated around some of the major cities, and I think that's why some of the big people with big money kind of don't know if they want to invest in, because they don't know if their actual local fan base is going to pan out for support. How was the support from Tulsa for the independent artists? How was the support in your city for up-and-coming new artists like yourself? Is there real support there?
It, It is, but it ain't. Like you said, it's a numbers thing. You know, we kind of on that, like, we don't get, like, a Tulsa rapper's not going to get a lot of support from Oklahoma City and vice versa. That's the problem. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's kind of like how Dallas and Houston is. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you had that, you kind of have that little divide between them. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna take both of them, Dallas, Texas. I mean, Oklahoma City and Tulsa to come together to really to make it pop. You know what I'm saying? That's just usually how it is. Even in the Midwest too, though. Like, if you really think about it, like, that's really another problem in itself. Like, the Midwest states don't ride for each other. They don't come together like that. You look at down south, the whole down south fuck with each other. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
No,
if you,
no, I, you know what? Let me tell you. Let me. I'm gonna pause you right there. I want to make sure that this is the only reason why I'm stopping you, because I just sat on a panel right not too long ago. I got another one coming up in the middle, and this artist this artist jumped. He stood up and it was a Q&A and he asked questions. You know, he was from I think Carolina or something. You know what I'm saying? And his whole question was kind of long, but in summation, he was like, "Well, you know, we trying to figure out how we can, you know, get camaraderie amongst ourselves." And I'm like, no, and he was like Atlanta, like everybody in Atlanta fuck with each other. And it was me and like four other people on the panel that was from Atlanta. And we both all looked at each other with like, yeah, have you ever been to Atlanta? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions about Atlanta. If there's anything that I would tell anyone about the city, I think everybody has this grandiose idea that it's all kumbaya and everybody fucks with everybody in Atlanta. And it's not all, it's really, really not like that. There are some key people who fuck with each other. But if you knew the backstory and the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on, I think, in Atlanta, I think a lot of people would be like, wow, I didn't know this didn't happen. There's a lot of people who hate each other, don't like each other. There's some people who really don't fuck with each other, but they come together. It looks like they fuck with each other because they do a song together, but it's all about business, and it's all about real business. And like, they're not really in a strip club chopping it up, like, for real. Like, maybe they did in a video, but that's about it. I think that's a big misconception about this city, especially in an independent scene. Nobody hardly sticks together. You know what I'm saying? It's chaos.
Hey, look. I wasn't speaking for Atlanta, though. I was just talking about the whole – I've been out in Atlanta. I've seen myself that Atlanta – I've seen the hard way that Atlanta is as a whole don't fuck with each other like that. Me and my crew was out there about a year ago, but I got into some shit just because we was on the other side of Atlanta with some other people from the other side of Atlanta, and we about got into it. You know what I'm saying? It was about to get ugly. So trust me, I know that part. I meant the South in general. I ain't talking about just Atlanta. Like, I'm just saying how, like, Atlanta, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, they'll all, like you said, they'll all do songs together and they'll fuck with each other. They'll support each other. You know, they'll go buy some shit. Niggas in Atlanta go buy a Lil Boosie album. You know, niggas in Atlanta they'll go fuck with Doe B out in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? They'll go fuck with Rick Ross in Florida. That's what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about Atlanta in his own. Trust me, I know. No, I've seen myself, man. We went out to College Park, and it was a whole different. It was like we was in a whole other world.
this place. I didn't know a lot of people say, well, like, everybody niggas in the South all fuck with each other. I'm like, what South you live in? I was born and raised in. I just know that's not true. You know what I'm saying? But musically, I think that you know what I'm saying. You do have a point. Like, if we like somebody, you know what I'm saying, we like them, and if we fuck with them, we fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? The long way. I don't understand why someone from if someone from Oklahoma is blowing up, I don't understand why someone from Tulsa who likes their music wouldn't fuck with them. I don't get that part. You know what I'm saying? Like, would they literally not fuck with them just because they're from Oklahoma, even if they fucking with the music, which is kind of crazy. You know,
Oklahoma ain't never been in that seat though. We ain't never had nobody blow up. There ain't never been nobody make it out of Oklahoma. So I couldn't even answer that question because nobody from Oklahoma's ever. We ain't ever had anybody in that seat.
Well, that's true. Well, it's got to be. It's bound to happen. Somebody's gonna. You know what I'm saying? It's got to. I mean, at some point, it's got to. Because I mean, I'm talking about from you guys. I'm talking about from Indiana. I'm talking about Kansas. I'm like that whole area, bruh. When I went and I did a couple of I did the core DJs event. You know what I'm saying and stuff like that in the Midwest and stuff. And just meeting people. When I went to HBC, I met a lot of Midwest people, and it's a common thing. But I'm like, bro, that's such a massive area. I'm like, there has to be a whole bunch of talent, and we're playing a lot of independent artists from the Midwest in rotation on K100 Radio. So I know for a fact that good music is being made there, just kind of hard to figure out how it's going to actually pop off one day, but eventually it has to happen. So I want to jump into some music real quick. First of all, before we get into the main single, the El Chapo, I want to give him a little taste with this freestyle you did over this Biggie beat. What you think?
Yeah, I bodied that, man. Do that, man. I'm ushering in a new era for the Midwest, man. I'm making it happen. Watch. Ushering in a new era, man. Big Z, man.
Are you bringing bars back to the booth? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have been like, fuck the bars for a couple of years, but now people like J. Cole and Kendrick and all these guys are forcing cats to break the bars out because they're winning right now and they're spitting.
Bro, I'm a real live street nigga, a real live D-boy that got flow. I'm bringing it back. And whatever I say, I can talk about it. I got the right to talk about it because I lived it.
That's very
you know what I'm saying?
That's very, very important in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That is very, very, very important. Big Z.
There's no faking.
Big Z. We get ready. He said, now, you know, if he's going to jump on a Biggie beat, you know what I'm saying? He's got to body it. Y'all let me know what's up. www.k100radio.com. You get the phone lines if you want to holler at us right now. 347-934-0966. If you want to holler at the homie or tell him what you think about this joint, this is Big Z. It's a freestyle. We're going to get into the main song, the El Chapo, in a minute, but I just want you to hear some bars from the homie real quick. We're going to go ahead and run this Who Shot Your Freestyle. K100 Radio, direct line interview with Big Z. The Midwest got something to say. The Midwest got something to say. Who shot you?
Let's get it.
Yeah. Wolfgang. 4-Point Mafia. Big Z. Bullet Hole O. Fucking with us, man. Who shot ya? Here we go in your stereo, niggas know. Guns come out when the figure's low. Bullet holes go through your window, and that's word to bullet hole. Oh, that's my kinfolk. As we grind hard in these thug town streets, the cops creep. I don't sleep, they can't stop me. But we not dumb, we know how the game go. Switch it up to a truck, sold the Range Rover. Now I'm undercover just like they be. Sitting the cut, stuck, trying to see what they see. A few weak niggas trying to be another Z. But Christ will come back before you see another me lyrically. I'm the closest thing to Jay-Z or Big. But in the streets, compare me to Big Meech. Nigga ball hard up until the feds come. Dumping the cops, two blocks screaming red rum. I told you I ain't going back like De Niro and Heat. We the rarest of G's. I'd rather take my own life before I tell for the D's. Real niggas feel this, they don't make them like these, feel me? And I squeeze lines on those who fling dimes. Talk to the cops, you ought to be shot in due time. And I'm Midwest finest, you rewind this. Wolfgang's behind this.
Hold up, man, bring that shit back. Just gotta go in one more time, man.
White excite all my G's when price is cheap, shipping is right, I'm talking keys. And I'm not rapping some shit my man did. I live notorious life, so yeah, I plan big. If this a game, my nigga, you can't win. I'm fucking your bitch raw, we listen to Sam Smith. See him a year later, look what your man did. He's still playing daddy, it's not your damn kid. I'm sick, give a fuck what the next nigga think. Cause another nigga's thoughts can't do shit for me. They get at me, I get back with the lead. Got a message the other day, they gonna rob and have half of his dad. It's on. Snatch one, throw him back at the van. Send a message to him quick, right back with his head. I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with on this planet. Don't slip and break the 13th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with B-I-G-C. Keep hitters with me, that seem nice, but triggers is me. I'm him, the nigga they tried to warn you about. The warning is out, the lion is back roaring about.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
All right. K100Radio.com. That was Big Z spitting over that Biggie Who Shot You beat. That was just introduction. We're getting ready to jump into this main joint, El Chapo, in a minute. Representing Tulsa in the building. The Midwest got something to say. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this real quick. I know you being a former ball player yourself, I know you're into sports. I know you probably like basketball, man. What y'all gonna do out there, man? What is Durant them gonna do this year, man? Because Golden State is looking like, I don't know, untouchable a little bit. Yeah, I thought you guys were gonna come back with a ferocity. You know what I'm saying, you know, over there, you know, Oklahoma, and I don't know, man. What they gonna do? What you think, homie?
Man, they, you know, situation is they got a new coach, man. They got to implement this new system. You know what I mean? So they got to wait till they start gelling, because they ain't really gelling right now. Right now it's just, you know, get a ball to Durant, get a ball to Westbrook, one on one, let's go. And see, that's why Golden State's balling, because even though Steph Curry out there getting it, he out there killing. You know, they still play team ball. Durant, you know, OKC ain't get, they ain't there yet. You know what I'm saying? But you know, there'll probably be another year though. Watch, they're gonna be if Durant stay, they're gonna be a force though. They gonna take it.
I don't know. I was talking. I had a, you know, I'm a huge sports fan myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm a football and basketball junkie. You know what I'm saying? Not as much as music, of course. You know what I'm saying? But I'm really into sports and everything. Also, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. I don't know. I just feel like the era might have came and gone about 3 years, two, three years ago. You know what I'm saying? I think that was their time. Even though Westbrook is actually far better now because he's more controlled now. You know what I'm saying? He's still ferocious, but he's more controlled now. So maybe his era, he's better. But I think Durant has regressed a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I think and so too. I believe that. I'm with that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know necessarily if they're, you know what I'm saying, if their time is come and gone, and it's just not that's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? But you guys had a squad. Y'all had that one. I was like, I thought y'all were gonna run the table for a couple of years, especially before they traded old boy to Houston. You know what I'm saying? I thought y'all was gonna run the table for a minute, and then that didn't work out, and that kind of was. And then Durant got hurt, so but I thought you guys were gonna run the table for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But that's just a little bit sports. I just wanted to ask you about that because, you know, what I'm saying, just wanted to know what you thought about that because I watched.
Nobody's fucking with Golden State right now, man. I just gotta keep that a dollar straight up. Yeah, keep it a dollar. Nobody fucking with Golden State.
It's and you know what straight though? Like last year, I thought it was a fluke. I ain't gonna front. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? They ain't making like final. You know what I'm saying? I was like, the Clippers let us down. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I thought definitely the Clippers was gonna whoop them in that round. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, what? They won. I was like, yeah, come on. You know, but now they're proving me. They're proving me real wrong. They say, nah, that shit wasn't a fluke. Man. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't.
Hey, Steph Curry is Steph is certified, bro.
Yeah, he's
Curry is certified assassin.
Yeah, I got. Matter of fact, let's jump on something random real quick. Let's talk about these bras. Let's talk about these females real quick. I got a question. Cause, nah, real talk. We finna get ready. Everybody, listen. We coming to El Chapo. El Chapo's coming up. Just Midwest chicks, right? In my time, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I ran across a couple of them. I did what I did. You know, I banged a couple of them. I ain't gonna front. You know what I'm saying? I'm no saint. I'm no angel. But they always.
That's right.
They always, you know what I'm saying? They always been some cool chicks. You know what I'm saying? I always liked them. They always reminded me of chicks from down south. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like Midwest chicks to me really, really, really are a lot like down south chicks in a lot of ways. A lot of them thick like that. They can cook and shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So I say that to say this. Steph Curry, it came off Steph Curry. It made me think about this. Steph Curry's wife, you know what I'm saying? She said some shit, some trill shit about, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm married. I ain't trying to really show all my goods out here to all you niggas like that. You feel me? I'm a married woman. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep it covered up for my dude. Let me ask you something about the women out there in the Midwest. Now, real talk. How are the women out there in the Midwest? Just being real. Are they really country like that? Are they really down home girls? Or are they like hoes, slick hoes on the low? You know what I'm saying? Are they money grubbing bitches? What's the feeling? What's the pulse of the women out there in the Midwest? Because I meet a lot of dudes and a lot of niggas from the Midwest be like, I don't fuck with nothing but chicks from the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? Like they ain't even trying to fuck with no New York chick. They ain't trying to. It's like, yo, all my chicks got to be from around the way. Blah blah blah. Like a lot of Southern dudes do. I think the chicks, they be fine as hell. They be thick. They be looking like they from around my way. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? Do y'all got the baddest motherfucking women? Because a lot of people be like, man, the Midwest got the baddest chicks on the low, though. A lot of dudes be telling me that.
I mean, you know, clearly you asked me that, and I'm going to be biased and say, yeah. But I mean, you know, like we do. But like what you're saying, that's how the girls are. Now, don't get it twisted. You know, you got hoes everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there lying to you. If I'd be like, yeah, they all bad, they all thick, they all do this. Nah, you got some hoes. But
right.
For the most part, you'll find you something out here that you're going to want to wife up. You'll find you. It easily happened. You'll come out here on your first trip and find you something that you like, yeah, she's going to be my wife, straight up.
Or the first trip.
Like,
yeah.
I like
Midwest. Midwest girls always been like, I'm like you, I'm biased. To me, it's like, you know, I need me a Southern girl if I'm talking about some serious shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas do whatever with anything. You know what I'm saying? They out for the night. But, you know, at the end of the day, I got my preference. But Midwest girls, they my second favorite. You know what I'm saying? They my second favorite after a thick-ass country goddamn Florida chick. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Midwest girls, I like chicks from the Midwest. I always meet them. And, you know, some of them been kind of good. You know, some of them been kind of gangster. Like, when we talk to Midwest, let me ask you this. Do y'all consider Michigan the Midwest?
Bro, you don't want to have that. You don't want to have that conversation with me, man, because we don't consider a lot of them eastern states. We don't consider a lot of these states Midwest, so I ain't even gonna go there. I ain't even gonna go there with you for that conversation, because I know I'm gonna get myself in trouble.
If you're looking at it, it's like, I mean, listen, the country considers Michigan the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They in the Big Ten. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the country considers Michigan the Midwest. And a lot of people do. If you say the people in Flint be hollering the Midwest shit, you don't really hear them saying East Coast, whatever. If you from Flint, Michigan, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Detroit has more of a city mind frame. But I most people will consider Michigan the Midwest. Y'all don't think they're the Midwest? Not that way.
Nah, no. We don't really. I got some homeboys in Detroit, and We used to argue about it all the time. I was like, man, y'all ain't the Midwest, man. Y'all New York. Y'all East Coast. We the Midwest. Like, whatever.
They do be rocking Timberland boots and shit, but other than that, I mean.
Yeah, see, that's what I be saying. You know, hey, I swear to you, that's exactly what I said to them. Nigga, y'all niggas be rocking big bubble coats with Tim's. Nigga, that's the East Coast shit.
Well, that's because it's cold, though. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker is the North Midwest. It's cold up there. It'd be cold as fucking Michigan, nigga. I'd be cold. I went, shit. Matter of fact, my girl, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been up there in the wintertime. Shit, man. It was cold as fuck. I understand why they got them big-ass coats and Tim. It's snow, nigga. That shit be up to your waist. You know what I'm saying? But it's in the Midwest.
Hey, I ain't never been, though, man. So I wouldn't know, man. I just, when I look on the map, it looks like it's on the eastern part of the country, but I don't know. I mean, maybe it is. Whatever.
Yeah, it's the Midwest. All right, let's go ahead and jump into it. Let's jump into the main song that we got that we're gonna highlight for you, Dave. Tell us about El Chapo. What's going on with this joint? Who produced it again, and what you spitting about, and everything about the song before we get ready to debut it?
Man, this song, the song was produced by my cousin Bullet Hole O. You know what I'm saying, for Black Boy Music, and. He made the beat, and he was like, yo, you should flip this like this, boom. Because, you know, I used to live in Mexico, straight up. I used to live down there, so I got to see all that. I got to see the cartel shit firsthand. I mean, I was active down there, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So right before I caught a little fed beef, whatever, and I had to go do a little fed time, you know what I'm saying? I stayed out there for a little bit, came back, and he was like, yo, you need to lace this like this, so boom. And this was right around the time. All the El Chapo stuff was going, you know, and all this other stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why when you listen to the song, you can kind of tell I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I know some facts. I know some stuff. You know what I mean? So, it's real shit. The song came out right. I laced it. We heard it. And, you know, talked to a couple people. I was like, yo, you need to drop that, like, right now. Like, that's it right there. Shit, it is what it is.
Well, we getting ready to jump into that joint right now. El Chapo.
Let's do it.
El Chapo, Big Z, say he's the godfather of the Midwest. He's coming through, man. He's coming through swinging. Got Tulsa in the building representing, man. www.k100radio.com. This is the next joint by Big Z.
Yeah.
Follow him on IG, Twitter at Big BIGG double underscore two underscore Z. BIGG double underscore Z. Big Z. That's the social media. Hit him up if you're digging this joint. El Chapo. Let's get it. K100 Radio.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio. Distribution is the main focus. Moving chain through the lane on a plane coasting. Hitting brain from a dame, champagne toasting. Just made a couple mil in the game posting. Yeah, they say this life ain't nothing to brag about. Yeah, I'm getting money, what you mad about? Hey, let a young nigga get it. Shit, it's my life, let a young nigga live it. We give a fuck about the consequence. You ain't talking money, you ain't got none. That's nonsense. Oh, I'll show you how to get it quicker. What? I am El Chapo of my city, nigga. Yeah. Pick your motherfucking drug, homie. What? I am the motherfucking plug, homie.
That's right.
Shit real, no exaggeration. Niggas talking down, probably clowns, broke man.
R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
El Chapo. Yeah, running through your city like El Chapo. That was Big Z.
You can't call yourself a real street nigga, real D-boy if you ain't feeling that. Straight up.
All right. Hey, what's your Twitter? Because I gave out your Instagram, but I don't think the Twitter's the same. What's the Twitter so people can hit you up on Twitter?
I'm sorry, y'all.
Big Z underscore the Godfather on Twitter, right?
Yes. Yep.
Right. Make sure you hit him up on Twitter too. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna make sure we add. I like that joint. I think I'm gonna go ahead and add that one over to the rotation. That's I'm gonna put that one in my trap bin. I think I'm gonna put that one over.
Hey, and I swear I'm getting better on my. I'm getting better on my social media game. You know, I'm really from the street, so it's hard for me to cross over to the social media, but I'm doing it. I'm out there. I'm on social media. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on IG, on Instagram. I'm there.
Right, sure. Make sure you guys hit him up, man, and connect with him, man. You feel me? These artists out here grinding, man. We're going to be out here breaking these records, man. I like that joint. I think I'm going to rock with that one. We're going to add that one, put that one over there on the in the trap bin, man, let that one run. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty dope. That's a dope record right there as far as that feel and that mood. You feel me? The beat is dope. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the producer on that one, too. He did his thing on that one, too. You
Bullet
know what
Hole
saying?
O.
Yeah, Bullet Hole O. Never met him, but, hey, like that beat. Dig that. All right, homie. Well, thank you for calling in, rocking with us over here at K100 Radio, man. Big Z, man. We really appreciate it, man, for giving us some game about Tulsa in the Midwest. You know, we chopped it up, man. You feel me? Hey, stay free. That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. You ain't lying.
Yeah. The main focus is to stay free, homie. You know what I'm saying? Trust me.
You ain't lying.
Absolutely, man. All right. That was Big Z. If you missed the whole interview, don't worry about it. We'll post it up on SoundCloud in just a few ticks. Stand by. www.k100radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks, buddy, for tuning in to the show. That was another one of our direct line interviews. We do these all the time. If you want to lock in with us and hit us up and book one over here at K100 Radio, just shoot us an email at k100radio@gmail.com. For the month of December, which is about approximately 2 weeks left, we got a special going on, you know what I'm saying, that we're doing, booking the direct line interview. So hit us up. Just shoot us an email at k100radio@gmail.com. Or hit us up on social media. Our social media is K100_radio. K100_radio. That's the same thing on Twitter and IG. So we're not hard to find. At this point, you know, you put us in a search, we'll pop right up. You know what I'm saying? So you just do that. You know what I'm saying? Big Z got me in a trap mood. He got me, not necessarily a trap mood, he just got me in a D-boy mood. You know what I'm saying? I think this is one of my favorite D-boy rappers. Pusha T. I'm gonna round it out with this. Pusha T. He's got another joint out, but I still can't get past Untouchable joint. It's just, it's probably one of my favorite Pusha T joints. He dropped this joint, and I was like, I like Pusha T because he always keep that shit so gutter, but it's like effortlessly, you know what I'm saying? But he be so gutter with the shit. You got to, if you ever spend some time in the game and you really fuck with that shit, that work, I think Pusha T is probably my favorite dope boy rapper. Just because of the way he say shit. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Jeezy. Jeezy is my second favorite. But Pusha T is by far my favorite dope boy rapper, just because of how he say shit. And you know that shit is authentic, because he'll pull out some shit and you're like, nigga, if you never sold drugs, there's no way you could have caught that fucking punchline. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. You got to listen to the bars in this one, though. But Pusha T, I'm going to lead off with that one, man. Shouts out to everybody who rocked with us over here for the Big Z interview, direct line. Again, you can catch that over there at SoundCloud. It'll be posted up in a little while. So if you didn't hear the whole interview, it was a great interview. It was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? And we expect to see big things out of the homie. I'm pretty sure he's going to keep on his grind. Just stay free, dog. Got to stay free. Pusha T, Untouchable. Got that. And also, because Big Z did the freestyle over the Who Shot You, and this got that Biggie sample in it. It just all fits. It all fits. I'm out. K100 Radio.
Lyrically, I'm untouchable, untouchable. Running in a 600. Untouchable.